This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Compare the conventions. When you look ahead to the Democrats, they're going to have two presidents speak. They're going to have the sitting first lady, the sitting vice president. In your convention, the two last Republican presidents are not appearing. The two last nominees are not appearing. How much does that concern you?
It really doesn't, because, you know, I've been chairman at the last convention. We didn't have the last two, you know, our presidents there, which is their choice, and we love them dearly. Not the same thing happened in St. Paul. You know, I think that the reality is that there's a shift in mood in this country that's very anti-Washington. The movement on both parties was Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. We ended up picking the movement candidate. They didn't pick the movement candidate. And I just have a feeling like surrounding Hillary Clinton with all of these sort of politicians and political fixtures, I don't know what that gets her. I think that, you know, there's a real choice here and a play that's being made in both conventions, and we'll find out who made the right choice. I think we will.
This is Donald Trump's convention. You're expecting more.
You know, I think what it gets the Democrats and Hillary Clinton is that it puts everything that's been a problem with America on the Democrats, you know, go back on the presidents, you know, down the line. I mean, even if you want to give Bill Clinton some credit, which she says, well, my husband knows, you know, about the economy. Well, her husband only knew about the economy because he finally relented and said, if you remember, the era of big government is over. And he realized that he had to connect with Newt Gingrich and the Congress in order to fulfill the contract with America. And Bill Clinton came out a hero because of Newt Gingrich and Republicans. So I think that on display here, what America is going to see with Hillary is that it's all on them. I mean, whether it, you know, if you want to talk about abortion and Planned Parenthood, you know, we started to address this issue with Israel Ortega, is that, you know, this thing is all on them. I mean, they protected Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood illegally selling baby parts. And what does our country do? We jail the guy that blows the whistle on them, that catches them red-handed. And, you know, we don't hear any more about Planned Parenthood. It's like business as usual. They'll continue to get, you know, federal funding. And we, the people, just sit there and go, oh, hum. We're like Atlas Shrugged. You know, it's like, okay, well, we'll just let it go one more time. We just shrug again. But what will be on display with the Democrats is they own this deal. They own the way the Iraq war was disassembled and what happened in the Middle East. I mean, they can go ahead and blame George Bush based on the information that whether it was Tony Blair and other international leaders that they had, even Colin Powell. Like Colin Powell can say, look, at, you know, hey, I really believed in the information. That's okay. You know, but you made a decision based on the information that you had at the time. And I think others, including Hillary Clinton, who voted for Iraq, even though Donald Trump says, hey, I thought it was going to be a disruption. Well, okay, good guess. I think, you know, you got a 50-50 shot here. But what are we going to do? Are we just going to sit back and let America get attacked? Or are we, you know, are we a country that wants to see our president stand on top of the rubble with a bullhorn and saying, look it, we're not going to sit there and just allow you to come in and kill 3,000 of our citizens. We're coming to get you. And here we are. We're faced with that situation again, and we're letting jihadists, radical Islam, take over, and we want to deny evil and give it place. And is it any wonder, like we talked with Dr. Gorka, that disease is spreading to our country to the point that, you know, you've got people so upset and they feel justified to ambush police officers. This is what this is being reduced to when you cannot accept, and I say accept the truth, like Dr. Gorka said. You know, we're denying the truth. You know, we're upside down. What's good is bad. Bad is good. Of course, this is no surprise for people of faith. You know, God clearly said there will be a time. He says, whoa. And when he says, whoa, whoa is that time, I mean, there is a lot to that three-letter word that really should shake you to your very soul. And this is where America is right now. We are in an era of woe. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Okay, sometimes you just got to put a pause to it, don't you think? I mean, we can just keep on going down this road of insanity. And insanity keeps coming at us, but, you know, we just keep going forward. Nobody wants to hit a pause button. You know, what's wrong with this? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's Bill Martinez Live, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. By the way, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, it comes with a benefit this time. We have the new movie, Miracles from Heaven, available that we're giving away. Just send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Give me your address as well and tell me. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in a hopper. I want to be in the running for that new movie, Blu-ray disc. With our compliments, get it off to me right away. And we're going to be sending those out next week. So please get that email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. That's all it takes, okay? And your address. And good luck to you. Nadra Enzi is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with Nadra, and now is a perfect time. He is a Project 21 member and a New Orleans-based urban safety activist who promotes culture change and speaks frequently on the topic, Two Reasons Blacks Shouldn't Hate Blues. Nadra Enzi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Greetings, fellow hostages, and I have a heavy heart.
Yes, don't we all? And I got to tell you, Nadra, you know, to see what's happening, and there it is. I mean, this is happening, you know, there, you know, in your zip code. This is heartbreaking.
Yes, it is. And it's an attempt to use, quite frankly, the politics of political homicide and police ambush to change policy. I mean, I really think that it's an invitation to race war. And I'm, of course, telling people to decline the invitation.
Exactly. Well, they see it as a possibility of changing policy. Is it just, I mean, is that really going to change policy? Are they, you know, I've never known where, you know, a compulsion or compelling people to do something works. I mean, short term, you might get a little bit of a Band-Aid fix, but I think we've had something systemic that we've been dealing with for a long time that requires more than just ambushing police.
I wholeheartedly agree, and in fact, it will have the opposite effect. I mean, you know, police policy, decision makers from state houses to mayor's offices have said, all right, let Black Lives Matter and groups like that intimidate people and let them even engage in some vandalism, but at all costs, don't escalate. Because then that'll just make things mushroom out of control. Well, after Dallas and definitely after Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. I think that policymakers have to rethink that plan. That, you know, if you just let people create environments where intimidation and vandalism are allowed, then the next exponential expression is what we saw happen yesterday.
And what are we going to do? Are we going to be like Paris and create no-go zones here in America?
I think
with that kind of thinking.
Well, I think that ideally, we may end up, if this trend stops, which of course we all hope it will, perhaps more like Belfast in the 1970s when I was a kid, where sadly you have a much higher level of, quote, I'm going to put this in big quotes, police militarization as a necessary response to levels of violence that just can't be handled in conventional means. I mean, some people, and I keep telling people there's an agenda at work here. They are working overtime to create a war between black and blue, between the African-American community and police officers. And whether or not we're going to have no-go zones or my theory, more or less like Belfast, really depends on what the will of the American people are. You know, is that what we want? Are we going to accept having our police officers, and our police officers ambushed? Are we going to accept political homicide as an acceptable method of discourse in the United States in 2016? And this isn't a rah-rah speech. I'm just saying, ultimately, the public is going to have to decide. And the public has decided. Because, again, regardless of how many grievances we have had as various ethnicities of Americans, very rarely have we taken to ambushing each other in public.
Exactly. Well, Nadra, you brought up something that I think that people really need to hear, and I don't want them to miss that. America has already been concerned with the militarization of the police and federal agencies, and this is a natural response to open that door. You know, they're talking already supplying policemen with more military-style Kevlar equipment, higher-power guns, and this sort of thing. I mean, this is a natural this is a natural occurrence, and what comes out of police being ambushed like this and, you know, going down this road toward anarchy that we're playing with here. I mean, this is very, very dangerous, and it's only reasonable to understand why police would want to militarize up, so to speak.
Precisely. And would it be unreasonable, let's put it on the civilian population, if you and I, we own a store. You know, Villanova's Mart, rioting starts. Is it unreasonable if you and I, like the stoners did in Los Angeles, for
exactly
during the LA riots,
right?
We stand outside with our weapons. We are not engaging anybody. We're just telling folks that, hey, you're not going to destroy what we work so hard to offer, not only as a business, but also as a resource for this community. Is, you know, we have to kind of put it in terms that people can understand, because libertarians, as well as people in the inner city, have talked about police militarization. But when rocks are being thrown at you, or now if you're being ambushed when you're going to eat breakfast, or a sheriff's deputy in Texas was gunned down when he was gassing up his car, what is the logical response to that level of random violence if that's going to be now a feature in modern American life? You know, you have to increase the level of protection. You have to increase the level of response to actors like this, or even the use of a robot with a bomb in the case of one of the Dallas shooters.
Exactly.
You know, this isn't anything that all of us are clamoring for, but we have to be very realistic about what's being put on the table. Thankfully, it's a very small percentage of the dissident population that is engaging in political homicide, but it's still significant. And to date, none of these guys have any type of plan, you notice, that they're trying to put on the table for debate. They're merely focused on killing people and creating terror. That's it.
Exactly.
So there are no grounds for negotiation. There is no, you know, detente talk that can be had at this point with these guys. And I think that we also have to consider, I know this is a delicate topic, but these tactics seem to be more in line with ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
I was tracking right with you, Nadra. I was going to just say it's no different than what's been happening. But, you see, we're not admitting that. We want to stick our head in the sand. We give it place, and then we have a president, sadly, that wants to promote Black Lives Matter, and they're the spearhead of a lot of this, and you know, he has them coming to the White House and basically giving them place and acceptance in our society when it's look, we need to have the conversation. But if we start doing it with bullets and guns, then at that point, we've got to arrest the bullet and gun activity before we can have the conversation, right?
And this is correct. And this is a nonpartisan observation. The bottom line is Americans overwhelmingly have not resorted as a means of redress to ambushing police. And the only people who yes. currently are...
Well, Nadra, we're out of time. Nadra Enzi on Bill Martinez Live. Nadra, thank you so much.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then began putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 4 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way.
I'm sorry?
Or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, I know it comes from a movie, but I'll tell you, the words of Miss Clara from, War Room, very, very powerful, and something that America could listen to and maybe draw some benefit from it. Horace Cooper is with us, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace, boy, I'll tell you, we look over this country and over this world, and we see, how evil is spreading. And, it seems like one of the sheriffs had the idea, and he said, look, it's a matter of heart. It's not about guns. And we've been saying here on this show, the very soul of America seems to be on the line here. What do you say?
Well, the very soul of America is on the line, and the part of the problem is that we have worked through several societal structures, mainstream media, the entertainment community, as well as our present elected leaders, to give people a false impression about the situation that they face. It is not easy for every American, for an individual American, to say, I know how housing prices are going. They can read about it, but mostly they look at their own circumstances and they get a sense of what it is. Maybe they talk to family members. The same is true with perceptions of abuse or violations or mistreatment by the law enforcement community. You can look at your own circumstances and try to gauge what that means for the rest of the world, but it is hard to get an independent understanding of it. And what has happened is the mainstream media, the entertainment community, and our elected leaders have been giving a false impression or narrative about how the risks are of being a young black male and the law and their interactions with the law enforcement community. That false narrative divides us, and it is harmful, and I am now seeing people are dying over it, and if we can't change that false narrative soon, more people are going to die over it.
Well, here they are, and you as a law professor, you teach due process, and this is one thing that is very difficult for our society in this microwave generation that we live in. Things don't move fast enough, and you get a video, a live Facebook feed, and you don't know what led up. All you see is a man dying and bleeding, and it seemed like what should have been a routine police stop. It got to the point where a police officer felt threatened and had to take his weapon. He had to unholster his weapon. So, but we don't know that. We don't know all that information, but everybody is quick. I mean, it's a very powerful video, what we saw. And, all this feeds into this, as you say, this narrative. And, Horace, I'm afraid that if we can't find a way to come together on this, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And this is what other experts are suggesting. What do you say?
Well, one thing I would start with is All the listeners, I want you to hear this. Start being extremely skeptical when you see, quote, powerful, impactful videos that show an incident. If you go back and think about it, when was the last time that when one of these high-profile events was presented to the American people, when all of the examination occurred, that video or that impression or that narrative ended up being accurate? You can't find one in the last 5 years. It is very, very difficult. And so this is why it's troublesome. When I used to teach my students, we had stale cases that were 2, 5, 10, some of them 100 years old for people to look at and process. And we knew all of the facts. As you point out, in this microwave generation that we exist in right now, we get tempted to think that what we see, whether it's on social media or whether we're watching it on TV or even hearing commentators talk about moments after it's presented, that gives us everything we need to know. Here's what we are finding out. Overwhelmingly, when these narratives are presented, what ends up occurring is that we find out that a career criminal has violated the appropriate mechanisms for encounters with law enforcement, and in fact, when the investigation of the officer's behavior occurs, overwhelmingly, no charges are ultimately filed, or when these charges are filed because of hysteria, no convictions ultimately occur. We need to be very careful in accepting these narratives when they appear. It is far better to say, well, that's one perspective, let's see another. And if we started doing that more, it would be easier to have this conversation. Now, there's a second part of this. Americans, black, white, or brown, need to remember that when we talk about civil rights, when we talk about liberties and freedoms, that we ought to be looking for those exemplars of achievement where they have deprivations of liberties or freedoms occurring. And in those circumstances, we can rally together.
Yes.
You're never going to get the American people to agree to get behind felons and career criminals, regardless of the circumstance.
Exactly. And to your point, I mean, there are many stories untold. But, you know, Horace, I think that my question to you is, black America still looking at America in the 21st century through the Rodney King lens?
Black America is looking through that Rodney King lens, but because of false narratives that they've been given. Former Chief Justice William Rehnquist had a heavy foot, and he was frequently stopped by law enforcement, and he reported he was intimidated. Everyone feels a little intimidated when they get these encounters with law enforcement. It's not a unique experience for black America. And when the president and the attorney general suggest otherwise, what it says is, I can project my unique experience that I have and assume it's accurate for the rest of the world. And that's what I started off with. We've got to be careful about doing that.
Well, words of wisdom and words of caution for all of America, for we're going to get beyond this. Otherwise, Horace, it's going to get worse, as they say, before it gets better. Horace Cooper, co-chair of Project 21, former assistant law professor at the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University in Virginia. Thank you, Horace.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours just for you, talking about the things that you need to know about and you want to know about. So we bring the experts on to enlighten us all so that we can further the conversation. I really appreciate Horace Cooper's perspective here. And, you know, even before that, Nedra Enzi talking about the militarization of the police force. I mean, this is what we're doing. I mean, you know, go back and consider what Gandhi even had to say about violence. And this is why he so focused on a nonviolent approach to change, because violence begets violence. It's our natural, you know, human instinct to fight back. Somebody hits you in the face, I mean, you're going to want to hit back. It takes a rather wise and a strong character to be able to take the blow. You know, when we read about Jesus, at one point, and this is what really impressed me, and maybe because of where I was at the time, where I felt like I was being unfairly judged and picked on, but I had to stop and consider, you know, when Jesus was slapped in the face by that centurion, he said, "What manner of evil did you expect to come out of me?" And that really stopped me, and it just goes to reinforce the fact that evil resides in all of us. Given the circumstance, and not checking that evil, you know, we can get pretty crazy here and do some things that are, you know, disturbingly regrettable. And here we are, the very soul of America, as we were talking about with whether it was Sebastian Gorka earlier or with Horace Cooper, is in the balance here, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, okay, what are we going to respond here? I mean, do we have issues? Do we need to talk about them? Yes, let's do this. And let's do it in a constructive manner to where there's responsibility, you know, for the topic
all the way around, that we're having an honest conversation. It's not about getting some unfair advantage. Let's deal with this thing in a way that really unites us and brings us together, because the fact of the matter is, you know, we're being surrounded by evil. We're being attacked, and our very principles, our moral underpinnings are being challenged. And look what the sheriff had to say the other day. He said, look, this is about a heart issue. It's not about a gun issue. It's not about black. It's not about blue. You know, it is time for us to, you know, pause a moment and be a bit introspective about what we hold in our hearts, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we need to hearken under the wisdom and the insight, whether it's, you know, from the sheriff there in Louisiana or others, maybe it's your pastor. But I'll tell you, America's future lies in the balance, and we need to take this seriously and decide and make choices that promote the unity and promote the furtherance of, you know, this grand opportunity that we've been enjoying, you know, most of our lives here in this free America. But we're going to have to get through some tough conversation here. Chuck Tattlebaum is with us right now. He's the director of the law firm Tripp Scott PA and chair of the Bankruptcy and Creditors Rights Department. And we want to talk about what's going on in America. I mean, we see retail stores closing. It's been the highest since 2010. And Chuck says the hemorrhaging has just begun. Chuck Tattlebaum, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, important. You see the signs here. You know, you're looking at retail stores closing, and this is a foreboding sign here for America. And, you know, we've had lots of warnings that we're on the verge of, you know, entering into another economic and financial crisis, and we're starting to see some of the telltale signs. So explain to us what you've been seeing since 2010.
Well, first of all, I've been a bankruptcy lawyer for 50 years. So I've been through a lot of recessions and a lot of good times and bad times. So I sort of know what the symptoms are. But here's what we've seen. We have malls that are dying all over the country because people's shopping habits have changed. Number one, of course, Amazon and the internet has been a major factor. But secondly, people have demonstrated that they want to be entertained at malls. They don't want to just go where there are five athletic shoe stores in a row and then five kids clothing stores. We have bankruptcies. We first had Radio Shack and then Sports Authority, where Sports Authority couldn't find anybody to buy any of their stores. Mm-hmm. And then we have Aeropostale, which is a major chain of kids clothing, teen clothing, going into bankruptcy. We have word that Old Navy and The Gap are in deep trouble. We have word that Sears is in trouble. And we also have the fact that when the 2008-2009 came and interest was lowered by the Fed, most of the shopping centers refinanced their loans. And $74 billion of those loans are coming due in the next 18 months. And because those shopping centers have vacancies, they're not going to be able to refinance.
Wow. Wow, this is a bit foreboding, to say the least here. So, Chuck, what do you see happening here? I mean, you know, these are not companies that are too big to fail. I mean, they're going to go by the wayside, and we're looking at potential ghost towns in a city near you real quick.
Well, I think what's going to happen is that a lot of the mall developers and a lot of the retailers used what I call the Field of Dreams theory, which is if you build it, they'll come.
Right.
And that's proven not to be the case. So we're going to have a shrinking. We're going to have, unfortunately, a lot of malls that are going to be desolate, if not shut down. We're going to have a lot of retailers that are going to close stores, either altogether or shrink, which is going to hurt every one of those employees because they're not going to be able to find another job. It's going to hurt the other mall operators there because they won't have the traffic. And we're just going to see this real shrinking from an overexpansion.
Well, some of this that I've been reading about, Chuck, I mean, you know, we can talk about, you know, John Naismith had mentioned in Megatrends that we were entering into an era of high-tech, high-touch. And some of these retailers have not quite converted to that idea, is that, you know, people, they don't want to be a number. They don't want to be a credit card. You know, they're longing for a relationship and connectivity. And I think that's that's part of the problem. The other part that exacerbates it is just the current economy. I mean, you know, as you say, you've been a bankruptcy attorney for 50 years. Usually we've been out of recessions in 12 to 18 months. I mean, you know, the government numbers, you know, want us to believe something else. But the reality is that we're seeing that for all intent and purposes, I mean, we're not there. We're not recovering.
You're exactly right. And let me give you another demographic on that. And I don't mean to be political by talking about the income gap, mm-hmm. but the bottom half of the spectrum has not had an income increase. And what's happened is the people who used to be Walmart shoppers are now shopping at dollar stores because that's the hottest end in retail now. Mm-hmm. And the people who used to be Target and Kohl's shoppers are now going to Walmart. So there's the high ends there and the low ends are making it a little bit. But we don't have the spending money available, and you put your finger right on it. We're not out of the recession.
Right. Well, you know, for the last 8 years, at least, I mean, you could expand if you want to say the last 10 years to round it up. America every year has said, okay, getting the family together, we got to cut back another 10%. And they have consistently been cutting back. Our government has not. They continue to spend nonstop and write checks and payments on the back of we the people, and the middle class has been decimated. It has been absolutely decimated with the policies, and I understand we're, you know, in just looking at it, it's just a political reality. Is this current administration, this current form of government that we've been living under, has decimated the middle class. And when you do that, you know, you've got shifting that goes on, just like you said. It's just a natural transition, don't you think?
I think so. And without getting into the political aspects of it, the numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, to use another old phrase, it's a perfect storm because you've got all of these things coming together at one time. And go back to the point you have where people don't want to be a commodity anymore. And one of the areas of retail that's actually coming back is what I call the Main Street stores.
Yes.
The little suburban areas where people get individual touch, they want to do that.
Exactly. Well, Chuck Tattlebaum has been with us, director of the law firm Tripp Scott PA and chair of the Bankruptcy and Creditors Rights Department. Thank you so much, Chuck, for being with us.
The law firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, meeting your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make them.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, and it's for you, America. This is Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for that Miracles from Heaven DVD Blu-ray disc, we're giving it away absolutely free. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send it. And, hey, look, it. We'll put you in a hopper and pull out your name, and you could be a winner, 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 chicken dinner. All that good stuff, okay? All right, so just that simple, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're standing by for just a moment because we just like to stand by for Bob Waliszewski. I've missed him. We haven't had a chance to connect for a couple of weeks, and we're going to be talking about Ghostbusters in just a moment. But, of course, the conversation continues here about the RNC coming together. This is RNC week, Republican National Convention week in Cleveland. And will calm and peaceful heads prevail here, or are, the people that want to come in and disrupt things? I guess if you're a disruptor and you think, okay, that's going to forward the conversation, then you go ahead and you cause disruption. I mean, this is a free country, but with that comes all kinds of problems and issues, and it's just one of those things that America, somehow we need to get the fight out of us. And let me bring Bob Waliszewski in real quick, and we're going to talk just about 2 seconds, then we'll talk movies, because that's what we like to do. And he, of course, is the Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Hey, Bob, good to be talking to you. I told everybody I've missed you. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a chance to connect here.
Yeah, you've been over the pond, and before that, I took a week vacation. So we've been in different places, but good to connect today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ireland was lots of fun, and I had a good time.
I bet.
The people are very animated there. I mean, hey, I don't know. Maybe it's just because of the weather, the weather, the whiskey, the song, the bars. You know, hey, people are looking at their culture and. And, you know, they're dealing with a lot of the same things that we are, and interested with the politics here in America, because I believe they see, you know, what happens in America is kind of, it has some connection with what's happening in Europe. Although I got to tell you, they're amazed. They're saying, hey, look, we always have looked to America, and we're surprised that America is looking to Europe for some of its, political advice.
Yeah, we've been exporters of a lot of things, law, politics, education, but probably nothing more impactful, in my opinion, than what we do on the media side of things. Mm-hmm. is Ireland known for putting out great superhero movies that the world is ready to watch? And you know, no, you know, what about music? Well, they got U2, but other than that, you know, it seems like a lot.
Well, they got the Gettys. I mean, the Gettys do some good stuff. We visited with Keith Getty, and what a delight! I mean, in the music that they've been putting out. But no, you're right in terms of a grand stage and making you know, some impact there. You know, certainly not to the level of you know, a country like America, but whoo, man, they've got some talent, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So anyways, it seems to be appropriate always to talk about media, and especially when we think of it on a global scale, because we are the exporters of a lot of our values via what we consider entertaining, which is sad for me, because I wish I was so proud of what we were sending across the pond and over the Pacific and around the globe to every country of the world. But for the most part, I'm about 15% proud and about 85% disappointed.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot in the world to be, you know, disappointed with. Baton Rouge, Dallas, Orlando. We've got big problems. And one of them on the list is our exportation of things that are just, I feel, undermining great values for people in countries where they've actually had great values. You know?
Yes, exactly. Well, Bob, you know, to your point, you know, the sheriff there in Baton Rouge brought it to point and said, look, it really comes down to a hard issue. You know, we've got to, you know, regroup here for a moment and take some inventory of what's going on. It's kind of like, you know, I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, I could not help but call out Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is performing at the Democratic National Convention. I'm going, Snoop, you're in front of a bunch of people that have killed millions of your babies. How do you connect those two? I mean, is being a star to the people that have killed young black people, unborn black people, is that more important than you standing up against, you know, this kind of insanity?
Well, and I did a kind of a part two of what you just talked about. And if people are interested, they can go to pluggedin.com and click on our blog. But before Baton Rouge happened yesterday, and I was just talking about Dallas, I asked this question. I said, hey, I get it. The shooter in Dallas says he didn't like white people. He especially didn't like white police officers. I said, that's part of the why. I always want to know the why. Mm-hmm. But to me, there was more. What's the why even behind that why? Why was he so anti-authority? And I said, I don't know for sure, but we've now been 2.5 decades where cop-killing lyrics in the gangster rap genre have been not only acceptable, but they've been glamorized. They've been heroic. And Snoop Dogg was one of the first, not the first, but was one of the first. He had a song where he's talking about a 187 on a expletive cop. A 187 is the California penal code for a murder. You know, he's talking about, yeah, it's okay to murder a cop, do a 187 on a blank, blank cop.
Exactly.
And we've had Cop Killer, Ice-T. And I said, is it possible that we've got people now that have 25 years of hearing that this is okay, that it could be not the only straw on the camel? There's a lot of straws on the camel.
Exactly. Well, you got a president. You have
broke the camel's back.
Exactly. Well, you have a president that has embraced Black Lives Matter, which clearly has been disruptive. They're not about unifying people. I mean, hey, they're there. They're getting acceptance. You've got a mayor in Baltimore that pretty much tells the police, stand down. You know, just let the people, you know, tear up the community. It's okay.
Yeah.
In Ferguson, the same way. I mean, you know, come on, you know, all this stuff that happens, and you've absolutely destroyed those communities. And, you know, and look at where those communities are right now. And how are we better off today than we were 10 years ago with, you know, race relations?
I think we can absolutely say absolutely not. You know?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
The more positive side of entertainment, let me just say there are a few things happening over the weekend that I am excited about. Number one film for 2 weeks in a row is an animated film called The Secret Life of Pets. What the pets actually do when their parents go to work.
It's great.
Or they're,
yeah.
What's that?
That's great. I just love the whole concept, man. You always wonder, you know, hey, it's
cute. We gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was very creative. I'm glad to see it doing well. Number 4 is Finding Dory. It's now been out 5 weeks, and we gave it a perfect score. Glad to see it, that it's still doing well. It's made $445 million in the U.S. alone. Good for Pixar. Now, Steven Spielberg is number 9 with his BFG. Unfortunately, I'm sure they're considering that a failure. It didn't do. It's only made $47 million, cost $140 million to make, but it still wasn't a bad film based on a classic children's book. And kudos to Spielberg for trying, you know.
Exactly.
And people just didn't respond to it. So.
Well, they'll take some of that Finding Dory money and they'll move it over, you know, Bob. You know what I'm saying? They'll take some of the Finding Dory money. I say they'll take some of the Finding Dory money and, you know, kind of mellow it out a little bit.
Well, it's the same company. Yeah, BFG is Disney, and definitely Finding Dory is Disney. So, you know, just shift a little shell. So put a little bit under this shell and slide it over to this shell. It ought to work. So
it all works out. Exactly. Well, Ghostbusters. We want to talk about Ghostbusters. They came out the gate with $46 million. Not bad.
Well, not bad, but it's not a great movie. And the original in 1984, Bill Murray's, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, was rated PG. I think a lot of people don't realize that there was no PG-13. If they're looking back and go, oh, yeah, I think that was pretty family-friendly, maybe I ought to rent that kind of thing. No, there was no PG-13. Two and a half months after Ghostbusters came out in June of 84, a movie called Red Dawn came out, and it was the first film to get a PG-13. Ghostbusters, the original, would have gotten a PG-13 had there been a PG-13 available. It was actually quite raunchy. There was two scenes that were raunchy. I'm happy to say that the new Ghostbusters throttled back the raunch, but they increased what I would call, and I'm going to make up a word here, the ghostiness. The demon-ness, you know, the demon possession, the demons going around New York City. It's 4 female Ghostbusters trying to drive out demons from New York City. I was a little disappointed how light they took what I consider to be serious business. The demons really do exist. Jesus actually drove out demons out of people. It was not mental illness. It was not that we didn't understand mental illness back then. There actually is an unseen world.
This
movie doesn't seem to get it.
Yeah. Well, what did you guys end up ranking Ghostbusters?
A 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
So
all right. So what do you see coming around the corner here?
Well, I'll tell you one film that I'm looking forward to coming down the corner. Still, a month away? Month away tomorrow is the new Ben-Hur. We'll be talking about that a little closer. But Mark Burnett and Roma Downey are executive producers on that. I had a chance to see that, and I'm looking forward to that. Pete's Dragon comes out on August 12th. Looking forward to that. There's a new Star Trek coming out this weekend. Haven't seen it yet.
We're out of time, Bob, so we got to wrap it up. Bob Waliszewski, focused on the families, director of media and culture and Plugged In Department. You can go to pluggedin.com for all the information that you need to know. Thank you, Robert.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.